1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Nashville police have confirmed the shooter in yesterday's school massacre had legally purchased 7 firearms, but hid those guns from their parents. Metro Police Chief John Drake.
They felt that she had one weapon and that she sold it. She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder.
Investigators say the shooter also didn't target specific victims, but had mapped out the school and left behind manifestos ahead of the attack. A motive is also unclear. The shooter killed 6 people, including 3 children. They were later killed by police. President Biden hit the road today and doubled down on his call for an assault weapons ban.
I'm Stephen Portnoy.
Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war in our streets and at our schools?
Before a speech on his budget plan in Durham, North Carolina, President Biden again called on Congress to pass a ban on semi-automatic weapons, the kind of ban he first drafted in the 1990s. Opponents have stood in the way since the last ban expired in 2004.
This should not be a partisan issue. It's a common sense issue. We have to act now. People say, why do I keep saying this if it's not happening? Because I want you to know who isn't doing it, who isn't helping.
A Senate chaplain also urged lawmakers today to move past thoughts and prayers. The high-profile subject of a popular podcast called Serial will have to fight his murder charges all over again.
Adnan Syed served 23 years in prison before his conviction was vacated at a hearing last year. The court ruled that the family of the murder victim was not given enough notice to attend the hearing, so a new hearing has been ordered. Technically, that reinstates Syed's murder conviction, but he will not be taken into custody. The new hearing is expected to essentially be a redo and this time properly vacate the conviction.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman reporting. About 40 people were killed in a fire last night inside of an immigration detention center in northern Mexico. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador spoke through an interpreter, saying the fire may have been set on purpose.
Como protesta en la puerta del albergue.
They put mattresses in the door of the shelter and set them on fire as a protest and did not imagine that it would cause this terrible tragedy.
Most of those migrants were from Central and South America. Protests in France continued today over new pension reforms, and they've now shut down big tourist attractions, including the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre Museum. About 13,000 police officers have been deployed in Paris alone to control any violence. Demonstrators there have been lighting fireworks, setting trash cans on fire, and even throwing all kinds of projectiles at police. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Have you been feeling lucky? If you're struggling, find your lucky charm today at the Southwood County Humane Society and experience the good fortune of having a companion. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by the Cotton Thimble, Central Wisconsin's largest quilting store, serving Wisconsin Rapids quilting community for 30 years. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. Visit the Cotton Thimble today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A 14-year-old boy was lost in the woods near his residence yesterday. Units of the Wood County Sheriff's Department searched the area in the township of Remington. Pittsville Fire Departments assisted with the search. The search was expanded to people on foot, a drone, and a Wood County canine before the boy was located around 8:35 p.m. last night in a wooded area north of Babcock near the Yellow River. He was evaluated on the scene by medical staff, then taken home. Next Tuesday's race in Wisconsin's 8th District will determine if the Republicans lock up a two-thirds majority in the Senate, giving them the opportunity to impeach and remove elected officials, including Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Republican Dan Knodel was elected to the State Assembly in 2008. His Democratic challenger, Jody Habush-Sinkin, is an attorney who's worked in private practice. In sports, the Badgers play North Texas in the NIT semifinals tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered snow showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 18. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 33. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 12. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Thursday through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic. I'm so excited. I can barely say your name. It is a Badger Final Four Tuesday edition. And oh, yeah, 1 week to Election Day.
Happy Tuesday, Crudy Evan, working hard on the board. Thank you, sir, our fair audience. Yes, very important. 1 week from today, the state of Wisconsin gets to choose a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. I say vote for Janet.
I do as well. We're unanimous in that regard.
Yeah, all right.
And I also would wonder, Dom, I, as you can see, those that can see me visually, can see I wear the colors. I'm wearing the red. I got my Badger hat on. I got a bright red. It's not exactly a cardinal red sweater, but it's been washed a few times.
Lots of red, man.
That's why it's snug around the middle. Why must have shrunk it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It's from the washing and drying too many times. That's what it is.
You never wear the colors, Dom. The only color I ever see you wear is like black to match your disposition.
I got red, white, and blue, and black on right now.
You're actually wearing a WAUK t-shirt. Yeah, Dom, wearing the colors. I'm actually impressed.
See? Yeah. And it's not even snug around the belly, Crudy. And I've washed it a few times.
Well, let my wife wash it a few times. It'll get snug around the belly.
Yeah, all right.
She's got to wash those things in cold. That must be it. It must be it. You know who the Badgers are playing tonight?
I do not. The NIT, though, which is
the Final Four. NIT Final Four. Did you have the Badgers going this far in your NIT Final Four bracket?
I did not fill up my NIT Final Four, unfortunately.
You know no one in America picked the NCAA Final Four. I mean, that thing was wrecked. Florida Atlantic. I mean, the players on Florida Atlantic don't have Florida Atlantic going to the Final Four in their own brackets. But anyways, I'm quite excited because my team, the Badgers, my beloved Badgers, I wear the colors. They continue, Dom, and they play the North Texas, the Mean Green. Sort of a Grinchy color they've chosen. The Mean Green.
All right, well, it's looking good for the Badgers then.
And you know where they're playing that game, of course, Dom. Vegas, baby!
Oh, yeah!
The NIT in Vegas used to be in Madison Square Gardens. I don't know if this is an upgrade, but they're playing the NIT Final Four in Vegas. If they win today, we're effectively the Badger pregame show in many of these network stations. because we play the Badgers, and they're going to tip off at 6 immediately after the Devil's Advocates. And you can listen on WFHR, WRCE in Richland Center, and Lake Air up in Amory on 1260 AM. But if you're looking for it on the stream, I would recommend, and I understand we have the right to stream the NIT Final Four game, Dom. We'll be streaming that. Find it at WFHR. Listen to your NIT Final Four only on the Civic Media app, like all the real fans do, Dom.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, you know, have you ever... I see you're wearing a radio-specific T-shirt related to Waukesha, as mentioned. But do you ever wear, like, the colors for anything? Do you ever sell... Do you love anything so much that you get the T-shirt?
I mean, yes. I have lots of concert T-shirts. And
yeah,
most
Slipknot.
Yeah, I mean, I have a Packers jersey I wear, but I haven't been to a game in a while. You know, I got some Bucks gear I wear once in a while. So
have you been to a Bucks game?
I got a Lions shirt. You know, 1957. Don't stop believing. And there were world champions before the Super Bowl. So yeah, I got some colors.
You know, I got a guy I'm a fan of, Batman. He'll be joining us about 4:30 in the Solidarity Realty Studios here, WMDX in Madison. Batman at 4:30, but Dom, since you really don't have any good wear in the color stories, I think I'll move on to the politicking.
All right, let's do that.
Let's do that. Janet Protasiewicz, there are some troubling headlines in the daily paper today, the paper of record, Molly Beck, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and I am troubled in this regard. Janet Protasiewicz is considering recusing herself from some very specific cases. Don't do that. I'm not voting for you, so you recuse.
Be on the court in those very specific cases.
Well, we'd like to see her join for all of the cases. She has already stated what she would recuse if it was the Democratic Party coming before the court as a litigant. I think that might be a future limitation. At some point, that's going to burn our asses. A 3-3 is still not a successful ruling. Without the swing seat, without the fourth vote. So anyways, here's what she says. If elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz said she would consider recusing herself from cases involving Wisconsin's law known as Act 10. Don't do that. No one's asking you to recuse. Just because some dumb reporter, journalist type asked a question, she's considering recusing and cases of Act 10 that limited collective bargaining abilities for most public employees because of her participation in protests against the measure.
That's a terrible reason to not be involved in a case.
Are you okaying Dan Kelly's Stop the Steal activities? His tour, if you will.
I mean, he did it, man. And let's just face reality of where we are these days. I don't think Dan Kelly's recusing from squat. In fact, he did recuse and then unrecused, if that's a thing.
Well, it was for the benefit of a donor, Dom.
Well, that's all the reason you need.
Protasiewicz told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial board last week her opposition to the law, including participating in the protest in 2011 and signing a recall petition of then-Republican Gubernator Scotty Walker, might result in a recusal if she's elected to the court. Here's her quote, Tom. I'd have to think about it. Given the fact that I marched, given the fact that I signed the recall petition, would I recuse myself? Maybe, but I don't know for sure. That seems like sort of a coy answer. No way. Don't recuse, Janet.
Well, it's fair enough if she has not determined whether or not she would or would not. I mean, I don't think you go into this and determine ahead of time all the different cases and scenarios in which you would recuse yourself. So, I mean, she didn't say yes, she didn't say no. But if your justification for a recusal on any case is because you went out and protested a particular side of the issue, I mean, that's First Amendment stuff, man. I don't know about that.
More from the reporting of Molly Beck. Protasiewicz also said she believes the law is unconstitutional and agreed with a dissenting opinion written in 2014 by liberal justice Ann Walsh Bradley in a decision that upheld Walker's signature legislation. Bradley wrote in the dissent that the majority opinion diluted public workers' constitutional right to freedom of association. That's right up there at the top of the U.S. Constitution, isn't it? Like number one, mm-hmm. Dom. The majority has opened the door for the state to withhold benefits and punish individuals based on their membership in a disfavored group, Bradley wrote. Act 10 has also violated the constitutional right of local governments to rule their own affairs by prohibiting the city of Milwaukee from paying its worker share of their pension contributions, Bradley wrote. Protasewicz said, I agree with the dissent in that case during an extensive interview with the Journal Sentinel, Dom.
Crudy, the 2014 decision upholding Act 10 was 5-2 with former conservative judge Justice Michael Gableman writing the lead opinion, corrupted, which found that collective bargaining over a contract with an employer is not a fundamental right for public employees under the Constitution. Instead, it's a benefit that lawmakers can extend or restrict as they see fit, he said. No matter the limitations or burdens, quote unquote, a legislative enactment places on the collective bargaining process, collective bargaining remains a creation of legislative grace and not constitutional obligation.
Legislative grace. What did Robin Voss say about corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, who apparently wrote the majority opinion, an embarrassment to the state of Wisconsin?
Yes, after he paid him, what, over $1 million, and we're in $2.5 million into this
like
whole
them
fiasco.
Just fine when he wrote this opinion, though, didn't you, Robin?
Yeah. He goes on to write, this is now what Gableman, the First Amendment cannot be used as a vehicle to expand the parameters of a benefit that does not itself protect, Gableman wrote. Molly Beck now writes, conservatives say they believe a legal challenge to Act 10 could make its way to the Supreme Court if Protasewicz is elected and liberal justices take a 4-3 majority on the court. Protasewicz faces Dan Kelly, a former Supreme Court justice appointed by Walker in the April 4th election. Folks, that's 1 week from today. Kelly wrote in a September 2012 blog post saying that Act 10 had saved the state from budgetary woes. He dismissed the merits of one of the legal challenges to the law, writing there was no rational relationship between the law and the reasons given for deeming it unconstitutional. Kelly canceled a scheduled meeting last week with the Journal Sentinel editorial board ahead of the spring election. Spokesman for Kelly did not immediately say whether Kelly plans to reschedule the meeting.
Tom, he apparently was busy making his Willie Horton-style social media ad to cast mud at Protasewicz, you know, like they did at Dukakis once upon a time.
Very busy. Very creative staff to have, you know, copying one of the most infamous ads ever created in politics. Way to dig deep, folks.
Tom, any reason that you think that Janet Protasewicz should recuse? I mean, really, just stepping out of the partisanship for a moment, because...
Well, no, I mean, look at this case. I mean, we have Protasewicz, and she has her opinion, which she's known. She signed a recall, and she, you know, protested against it. Then we also have Kelly on the other side, who says that, you know, this is great, and it saved us from budgetary woes. So is he going to recuse himself?
No.
No. Man, everyone's got an opinion. You can exercise your First Amendment right. You know, it's about matters of the law, and if she had a problem with it, she has every right to express herself as much as Dan Kelly has to express himself.
How about when there is a large, substantial financial contribution from a litigant before the court to one of the justices on the court?
Well, so long as this, you know, at least a year ago, then it's all fine.
That's the Prosser precedent.
Right.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Been setting a precedent around here for going on 12 years.
Damn!
Nothing but the greatest radio shows ever. We're your pregame right up until the Badger Final Four tip-off against the North Texas Mean Green. Go Bucks.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, Lotsa Matsa Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lotsa Matsa Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, and even got shot. But I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ask, grass, or cash. Nobody rides for free. Dom and Crute are the devil's advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always be a part, offer your opinion at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we pulled that get back out of the archives, that ask, grass, or cash, because it goes with a little story I got from last night. First and foremost, want to thank Charlie Behrens and Mike Wagner from UW-Madison. Charlie Behrens did a live taping of the Kripescast, but before he did, he laid down some pretty funny stuff, man. He did a little stand-up, probably 25, 30 minutes worth of stand-up. They did a podcast. Room was full. Want to thank the fine folks, especially the Paris family, that run the Comedy Club on State, Anna, Eve, and Gus. They were gracious. They packed the house. They managed it very, very well. I think a great time had by all, except for one unfortunate listener of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
What?
I know. I was feeling awfully bad about 8:30 last night. And Charlie took the stage officially at about 8 o'clock and did his little stand-up. And that was the fun part. And you can hear the Kripescast. That was also fun, but that was a little more political. Talking about the Supreme Court election next Tuesday. It'll play out across the Civic Media Network, noon on Saturday, and a replay on Sunday. So if you missed it, you can hear it. But Rico from Rock County, our buddy, he won some tickets. Why? Because he said the most Wisconsin thing ever was the jump around. And it's so obvious. Like, oh yeah. So I gave Rico a pair of tickets. VIP up in the front. And he and Mrs. Rico, very nice lady, Amy, I believe her name, they came down, drove up more accurately, drove north from Janesville, a little closer to the legal marijuana state down south, if you know what I mean, Dom. But I meet them in the bar last night. I'm hiding out in the bar. I don't actually have tickets for myself. I'm enjoying the show from the back of the room and, you know, then sneaking back in the bar with a couple of our engineers. And I meet Rico and Mrs. Rico, and they got a sad story to tell, Dom. They drove up from Janesville. They were on Regent Street in Madison, getting near where the venue was, hit a big honking pothole, and pop two tires.
Oh, no!
Two tires. They get out of the car. They leave their car parked at one of the local hospitals, hump it over to Comedy on Stage just in time to see Charlie take the stage. So they see the little stand-up portion. But now Rico is feeling a little angst because Rico's got to go deal with two flat tires, right? And he's not even in his hometown. He's got to call the kids or somebody to come get him. And so anyways, I hear this story from Rico.
Oh, man.
And there was a confluence of strange things that happened last night. One, Crudy was drinking doubles in the bar. Two.
That's not strange.
Well, but I didn't want to drive home. You know what I mean? Like, I knew better. Right.
Yeah.
Three, I didn't really want to leave my truck in the ramp last night downtown. So I flipped Rico the keys and said, take her home, Rico. And I got to tell you, Rico, very, very gracious, very thankful. And obviously I saved his good time, you know, date night with the missus. They texted me last night, got home safe. Your baby's okay. I'm like, that's a lease. I don't even care about that one.
Right.
So Rico brings it back today. And I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed.
Why?
It was full of gas. Ass grass or cash, Rico. Nobody rides for free.
So wasn't the ass, wasn't the grass, it was the gas.
Yeah, very gracious man. Filled up the tank for me. So thank you. Glad I could be there. It was just, and the fact that my wife was out of town, because there's no way Mrs. Crudy was going for me flipping the car keys to somebody else. I would have had to restrain myself, maybe be a little more moderate in my drinking. And also, William Walters, one of the fine fill-in hosts here, perhaps a bigger role coming soon for him. Thanks for the ride home, man. Save me the Uber fare.
Come on, man. You can't take an Uber or a Lyft or something?
Well, he doesn't drink. So, you know, I had a sober driver. I took advantage of it. Gus was going to make one of his daughters drive me home. I'm like, no, Gus, no, no, no. I'll call Union Cab. I'll figure it out. I'll get a bus. So anyways, I had a great time at the Charlie Baron show. And I did have a chance to speak with Charlie after the show. Very, very briefly, because I understand. You know, showbiz. The entertainers, Dom, after you're done with the show, you're a little spent. No one wants to deal with the fans for too long. See, I'm being a smartass here. I love the fans.
Is that it?
But you got to think, Charlie has a few more fans than maybe yours truly or Dom does.
So. I mean, maybe.
It's close.
Crudy, now my understanding, not a very political guy, Charlie, at least typically, publicly. No. How did that come off last night?
The only encouragement that I heard from Charlie that was political, quote-unquote, was the encouragement to vote on April 4th, regardless of whom one may choose to vote for. I would tell you Janet Protasiewicz is the correct answer, but that was not the encouragement of Charlie Barron's last night. Charlie just wanted you to know in that room, a lot of college kids. And that was the point. The college kids got the cheap seats, and a lot of them, like 250 college kids in the room, probably like 50 stepdads, sorts like yours truly. You know, those of us that paid a higher price for tickets, let's say.
Right, right. And how about the professor? What any particular leanings or takeaways?
Well, he and I had a little chat after the thing. I just told him I thought it was a good interview. I, from offstage, from the bar, was monitoring how much beer he had left in his glass. And when he got below a certain point as a good Wisconsinite, and I felt like I was part of the hosting of the big extravaganza, you know, Civic Media presents Charlie Barron's. So I told the wait staff, hey, round on me. Let's get it out to the boys. So Charlie got his Miller Lite and his guest got something in a glass, a pale ale-ish kind of beer. But I didn't let him dry up on stage, man. No one wants
that's
the,
good, man.
The talent to run out of lubricants.
When you're talking.
We never do.
No.
Although I use the green rocket fuel. I got a whole different thing. Your favorite is tequila, isn't it?
Yeah, come the happy hour. Absolutely.
A little pregame show. Don't forget Badgers Final Four. Your phone calls and a fine guest, Matt Rothschild, Batman, in studio, right here with me, coming up. I'll offer him a beer, or a soda, or some tequila.
A progressive voice from Manitoba.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. There's a spring fresh food and shopping event this Saturday at the Galloway Community Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Bring your kids for an Alice in Wonderland tea party from 1 to 3 p.m. 24 vendors will be there with everything from skincare to fishing lures. Stick around for the drawing at 2:45. You must be present to win. Saturday, April 1st. The UWSP Early Childhood Educators Organization is collecting donations for the Women's Community LLC in Wausau. The Women's Community provides specialized services to people of all genders affected by domestic violence. If you'd like to donate, please bring personal hygiene products, cleaning products, non-perishable food, or other useful items to the College of Professional Studies, room 338A at the Stevens Point campus. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and are collecting items until May 5th. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Aww. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered snow showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 18. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 33. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 12. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Thursday through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
A lot of jing flowing through the state of Wisconsin. I don't know. Have you seen any of the political ads, man?
Just a crazy, obscene amount of money in this race, shattering all sorts of records. The old record here in Wisconsin for a Wisconsin Supreme Court race was $10 million. Right now, we're at about $40 million.
Four times. God.
the old record.
The most expensive judicial race in the nation's history.
Yeah, not only in Wisconsin history, but in U.S. history. The record in U.S. history was $15 million in a race in Illinois back about 15 years ago. But this time around, we're shattered. The noise you hear is all those records being shattered. And it's crazy. The outside money has been insane. The former record here in Wisconsin for outside money, that's money coming from outside groups, not going directly to the candidate himself or herself, that record used to be $5 million. By our calculation at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, right now, as of yesterday, when my counters stopped counting at our staff, there's been $22.5 million versus the $5 million. That's more than four times the old record in outside money, too. I think a lot of people, including myself, and I bet a whole bunch of your listeners, are just disgusted by all the mud that's been splattering on their screens. Every time you open a screen, a TV screen, a phone, you know, a computer, you see these hideous ads. And I just think we got to do something about all this money.
Come on, I kind of like the Dirty Dan one. I've been hearing on the radio lately, at least. I know it comes attached with the paycheck. Matt, we've been cashing those checks from both sides of the aisle. I believe probably all our brethren in media, they do as well. They don't think too hard. They just cash the checks. Have you seen any truly despicable ads in this cycle? I mean, I saw some awful ones during the senatorial midterms. In this cycle, it doesn't seemingly... They haven't devolved quite that bad, but maybe it's just a matter of perception.
Well, it is a field day for anyone who's cashing the checks in media, for sure. But the ads have been really ugly, though, and sometimes you don't even know who the candidate is, whether that's Kelly or Protasiewicz, if you're looking with your eyes closed and just hearing it, or vice versa, if you're just seeing the images, because several of them are just mirror images of the other. This candidate is soft on, you know, someone who's committing a horrible sex crime. And it's just really, I mean, is that what it's coming down to?
I know you are, but what am I?
It is kind of playground. It's unfortunate. I do think that Judge Janet ran a bad ad when she accused Kelly, when he was private practice, of who he was representing. I mean, this isn't one ideological thing that he loves to represent sex offenders. He was just being a lawyer in that one. It's a different thing when he's out, you know, on his Gableman, campaign stops around the state saying ridiculous
things. Don't call it a tour, please.
It wasn't a tour. That's not a tour.
So, Kelly should be hammered for that, and I'm glad he is being hammered for that. But I just can't stand the ads by Kelly and by the misnamed Fair Courts America, which is Richard Edline's group, about Judge Janet's record on a couple of cases where she didn't throw the book at the defendant, and who knows why. And similarly, I think Judge Janet's ads attacking Kelly for the same thing are pretty objectionable. So I've been happy with the quality of the ads. They're not as blatantly racist as the Edline-funded ads against Mandela Barnes during the election last fall, maybe. But they're not, you know, they're not pretty little things for our democracy to watch.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Matt Rothschild. He is the executive director from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, always a pleasure to talk to money and politics with you. The Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck and Daniel Bice teamed up today. Their title, Billionaires, George Soros, J.B. Pritzker, and Ulines pour millions into Wisconsin Supreme Court race in final weeks. Knew of the Soros, knew of the Ulines, but Pritzker was a interesting one to me, the governor of Illinois. Matt, do you have any numbers on what he's doing?
I think he gave $1 million to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Not sure about that, but he's given seven figures to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin before. And so I do think, you know, let's see if the shoe is on the other foot. There is a right-wing Republican governor of Nebraska, for instance, who's giving $1 million to the Republican Party of Wisconsin. I don't think we'd be happy. Actually, the wife of the former Republican governor of Nebraska was giving $1 million to the Republican Party of Wisconsin a few years back. You know, why is a governor of Illinois telling us who here in Wisconsin we should have on the Supreme Court? Or why is the wife of the governor of Nebraska telling us, you know, who should be governor of Wisconsin? I think we got to do something about this outside money on both sides. I mean, why
Let's talk about
Yeah, let's go there for a moment. Now, what are the limits right now individually that an individual can give to a campaign, and what are the limits a individual can give to a political party, and how has that changed over the last several election cycles, Matt?
Well, it changed in 2015 when the Republicans and Scott Walker changed our campaign finance law, and it's kind of biting them in the backside right now because Ben Wickler's playing their game better than they are. What they did was they changed the amount that individuals could give directly to the political candidate for Supreme Court from $10,000, which I thought was already ridiculously high, to $20,000. And even more than that, they totally tore down the ceiling on what a rich person could give to the political parties. There used to be a de facto $10,000 limit on what you could give to the political parties. So if you gave Scott Walker $10,000, his campaign committee, you couldn't give a dime to the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Right now, the sky's the limit on how much you can give to political parties, and it makes a joke of the limit that the state of Wisconsin was imposing on individuals for fear of corruption, that amount being $20,000. Well, people can give $20,000 to the Democratic Party, to the candidate, $20,000 to Judge Janet, give $2 million to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin that can then turn around and give that money to Judge Janet's campaign, similarly to the Republican Party of Wisconsin. You can give $20,000 to Dan Kelly if you're Richard Eline, and then you can turn around and, you know, give as much money as you want to the Republican Party of Wisconsin, or spend $5 million on your Fair Courts America, or however much money you spend.
It's going to be more than $5 million, Matt.
When the end of the day, we count all the dollars, it will be. But yeah, Richard Eline, you know, this rich guy who runs the Uline Corporation, who lives in Lake Forest, Illinois, of all places, is just spending ridiculous amounts of money here. And it's allowable because changes made in the Wisconsin campaign finance law and also U.S. Supreme Court decisions and Citizens United and a couple other ones related to it.
Now, hang on, Matt, if I might jump in here briefly, Curtis, and let you go. The reason initially for these kinds of limitations and the transparency is to what? To ward off corruption, right? That kind of thing.
Exactly.
But doesn't it seem to be that if you are allowing people to give an unlimited amount to the political party, and then the political party has no restrictions on itself on how they can give the money, you can launder the money to the political party and ends up with the end result with the candidate anyway? Is a person's name tracked all along with that, or has that become anonymous at some point?
No, you can track it. You can see who the biggest donors to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin were. And actually, I just asked my staff to do that this afternoon because I want to see who's giving all that money to the Democratic Party. And it does raise the question of corruption on both sides. You know, these big donors are going to be able to come knocking for favors, possibly from the justices themselves. And is that what we really want? That not only are our voices being dropped, drowned out by this big money, but the invitation for corruption is right there embossed on the letterhead, practically.
Laundered, such a dirty term. I prefer sanitized. It's sanitized through the parties. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. Got Batman, Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Well, Matt, I have to ask, what about recusal policy? Janet Protasiewicz has implied or stated she would recuse if the Democratic Party was a litigant before the court. Of course, she's running for a Supreme Court seat because they are, quote-unquote, grandiose donors to her.
And they are, like $9 million in the last spending period. She's right to say she'll recuse herself if there's a case brought by the Democratic Party.
But you can't make her. Can't make Dan Kelly. Dan Kelly takes the opposite tack. Well, I'll decide case by case, but that's effectively him saying, I'm not going to recuse. And no one could make Protasiewicz recuse. The ethics of the Supreme Court is sort of a self-governing body, is it not, Matt? And if you got the votes, and if it's, you know, effectively Protasiewicz going before the court with the same allegations against her that Gabelman had when he won an election by smearing Louis Butler through campaign ads back in 2008. Well, it was a 3-3 court. Send it back. Nothing happened.
Well, you know.
Didn't even get a slap on the wrist, Matt.
I mean, just because they're sleazy doesn't mean people on our side should be sleazy. And there needs to be a tighter recusal rule at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Right now, the recusal rule is essentially no rule at all. Our friends at the League of Women Voters had asked for a tighter recusal rule. 54 retired judges had asked for a tighter recusal rule. Who wrote the recusal rule for the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
They are huge donors. Both those organizations, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the big Republican conduit. Of course, we still have a manufacturing and ag tax credit that has blown the budget year after year, is purely for the benefit of the richest Wisconsinites, and gives a tax benefit to manufacturers, 0.4%. How do I get that sweet deal, man? I'm manufacturing the greatest radio show ever right now.
Well, you know how they got it. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce has now spent $35 million since 2010 in expenditures to try to elect Republican lawmakers, Republican governor, and conservatives on the Wisconsin Supreme
Good
Court.
Good investment.
It's got a huge payoff for its members, no doubt.
Let's talk about federal races. If a guy was running for president, let's say, isn't there a cap on donations to my campaign? If I'm running for president, if I'm Nikki Haley, isn't it $2,700 in the primary and $2,700 in the general, total cap of $5,400 in contributions? And setting aside the corruptness of giving the money directly to the party and letting them sanitize it back to the candidates, $20,000. Why is a Wisconsin Supreme Court race 8-10 times more important than the presidential campaign?
Yeah, I mean, the limit on direct donations to candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court or governor are just way out of whack. I mean, you know, you properly said that the amount you can give for your favorite candidate for president is under $3,000, and here it's you know, $20,000. Is it that much more pivotal a position, governor? I mean, it's ridiculous. But who wrote the legislation? The Republicans wrote this legislation. They thought it was going to benefit them. And I think in the long term, it probably will benefit them. I think Democrats shouldn't get the idea that just because Ben Wickler is a better fundraiser than his counterpart at the Republican Party of Wisconsin, that, hey, Democrats and progressives will always be able to beat Republicans at their own game. Not true. There are more conservative millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires out there than there are liberal ones. And this isn't a money game that we're going to win most of the time.
Well, and it somehow is contrary to my progressive values to think, man, let's go buy ourselves a Supreme Court race. Let's be the ones that win the money contest. And of course, I'm not talking about unilateral disarmament. The Democrats shouldn't throw back all their weapons if the Republicans are going to continue to use the same laws on the book. But ultimately, I think it erodes the support of the candidates when like our candidates on the Democratic side are bought and paid for.
It does that. In a real democracy, we all should have an equal voice, and we don't. Our voices are being drowned out by the big and dark money. We should have self-rule in Wisconsin. Our voices are being drowned out by money from outside of Wisconsin. And it's getting to be a joke where the winner is going to be, you know, whether Ben Wickler can speed dial multimillionaires faster than Richard Elon can electronically transfer money into his PACs. I mean, is that really what an election's coming down to in Wisconsin?
George Soros, if you're listening, 844-967-2789. You can Venmo both Dom and I tuition money. We'll take it, man. He is Matt Rothschild. Matt, you got time? Can you stick around a bit longer?
Sure, I'm here.
We are 1 week away from a Supreme Court race. The expenditures have become unsightly, let's just say. And I think it really is what is eroding our democracy. Until we solve this money problem, we don't have a voice. I'm not a billionaire. I don't even want to be a billionaire.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The Badgers men's basketball team continues postseason play.
You can hear the action when Wisconsin takes on North Texas in the semifinal round of the National Invitational Tournament Tuesday night at 6.
Listen on these local Civic Media Network radio stations.
WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. Dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM in Richland Center, or WLAK 1260 AM in Amory. Find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Matt Rothschild, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, sticking around for one more segment. Matt, thank you for doing so. Before we went to break, some comments. They got to fix the system, right? Well, let me ask you, if Dems took control and somehow you're in the state of Wisconsin, had the ability to enact some legislation, Matt, what would you like it to look like? What do you think is ideal as far as campaign finance is concerned? And number two, how do we, money's like water, man. It just finds a way, So how do we change it to make it reasonable for everyone and then also limit the dark money and or illegal funneling, whatever? How do we do those things, Matt?
Well, the dark money is going to be hard because of U.S. Supreme Court decisions in Citizens United, in McCutcheon, and in a case called Wisconsin Right to Life versus FEC, which said, you can't limit what these so-called issue advocacy groups are spending, and you can't see who their donors are. But there is something we can do about Wisconsin's campaign finance law that was horribly rewritten in 2015. And Senator Chris Larson out of Milwaukee has been a leader among the Democrats in the legislature, proposing in session after session a package of comprehensive campaign finance reform, which would reduce the amount that individuals could give to Supreme Court justices or people running for governor, for that matter, would put a limit on what people could donate to political parties, would restrict or prohibit the transfer of money from those committees to the candidates or parties to the candidates, so you can have the parties acting like laundromats, like you were saying before. And so those would all be very positive steps in the right direction. But the fundamental reform is, and it's a long-term one, I grant you, but it's important to amend the U.S. Constitution and proclaim once and for all that, corporations actually aren't persons, and, money actually isn't speech, and we can pass laws that regulate what's going on during campaigns so that not everybody's voice is drowned out in our democracy. We can do that. And here in Wisconsin, about 169 communities have passed referendums or resolutions in favor of amending the Constitution in that way. And my hat's off to a group called Wisconsin United to Amend, which has done a lot of the good work on this.
Matt Rothschild, they may say you're a dreamer, but you're not the only one. Let me ask you this. I cannot control the outcome with the U.S. Constitution, but a recasting of the Wisconsin Supreme Court 1 week from today could theoretically at least give us a fair fight, because legislatively, it doesn't matter what the Democrats put forth when two-thirds of the seats are controlled by Republicans, because they've already cooked the books, they've already baked the cake, and Democrats, regardless of the number of votes, they get more votes, they get less seats. And while we have a hugely partisan, gerrymandered map to Republicans' advantage, of course, all of these things are just aspirational, Matt. until you've got some control of the legislature, you're never going to control the changing of the campaign finance laws. Because it was Robin Voss and the Republicans that put these in place. It was for the benefit of their team. And I would wonder, will Democrats, if they win control of the House and Senate, the Assembly and the Senate here in Wisconsin, in some future point, would they have the courage to cut those strings from the mega donors and say, you know what, it's for Wisconsin's best interest, even though in the short run we've got the financial advantage as a party?
Well, I hope they would.
Do they ever do the right things, Matt?
Sure. I think, you know, this Supreme Court race is crucial as far as the gerrymandering issue, which you brought up, because it is possible with the new justice that there may be fairer maps drawn. But that's not going to be the end of the story. We're still going to have to convince people in this state who don't agree with us on some of the issues that they should come along with us on some of these issues if there's going to be a progressive majority in the legislature ever. So that's crucially important, too. And I think what you're doing at Civic Media is a step in that direction.
Well, thank you. Matt, do you mind taking a caller or two at 844-967-2789? Constituents around the state, they have inquiring minds, like Stephen from Green Bay. Say hi to our friend Matt Rothschild.
How you doing, Matt? I'm actually a regular caller here on the Devils. So I actually have a statistic for you. And it has nothing to do with elections or Supreme Courts, but it does have to do with the school shooting yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee. And I did some Googling, and so far this year, we've had 1,389 school shootings that have killed 398 teens and children. I looked up some other countries, and there's actually a list of this you can find online. And Mexico has had 8 school shootings so far this year, and South Africa has had 6.
Hang on, Stephen. I want to make sure I understood you. Did you say your numbers state that there were over 1,000 school shootings this year in this country?
Yeah, that's the numbers I found.
That seems high. I mean, you're talking about, it just seems high to me, man, but I'll have to look it up. But what's your question? What's your point?
My question is, Matt Flynn had made a comment about how the representative for that area is a Republican, and that he sent out a Christmas card that had his family all holding assault weapons.
Well, most of the family, the youngest little girl was holding a book, but yes, the other
kids. Was it a Bible?
I couldn't tell.
Did she hold it upside down, Trumpian style? Stephen, what is the greater point? We're trying to talk about campaign finance. Is it funding of the NRA? What's the point you'd make with these statistics?
The point I'm trying to make is that we need to get people in our, you know, people in office that aren't, you know, promoting this baloney.
Appreciate your thoughts. Matt, want to give you a chance to respond.
Yeah, I think, you know, Stephen's call is certainly well intentioned, and it is just disgraceful what's been happening in this country with these school shootings. The most recent one yesterday in Nashville is just horrific to watch. And yes, I mean, let's look at the money. I mean, the gun lobby, the NRA, has been a big supporter here in Wisconsin of Republican candidates. Dan Kelly likes to brag about his gun ownership and appeal to gun owners here in Wisconsin. And look, if there's going to be a change in our politics, Stephen's right. We've got to elect people up and down who want to impose sensible regulations on guns. We can't have these high-powered rifles in the hands of anyone who wants to grab them to go into any school and shoot up as many kids as they can possibly kill.
Just
horrible.
And I'm sorry, I don't mean to step on that tragic thought. There's an opinion piece at the Washington Post today saying effectively Republicans have won the messaging war on guns, and this is the carnage that has been wrought from that.
They won the messaging, they won the U.S. Supreme Court, too. So we got to change both the message and who sits on our courts.
Well, it starts here in the state of Wisconsin. We got to change the dynamic of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And a lot of dark money, sweet, sweet dark money flowing in to change your opinion, or at least to convince you. Don't vote for that one. They're really bad. Matt Rothschild, you're really good. Thanks for coming around, man. Any final thoughts?
Just vote. Everyone should go out and vote. It's really crucial. It's a crucial election. Don't put your absentee ballot in the mail. Deliver it to the clerk. Now it's too late to put it in the mail.
The encouragement of voting. That sounds very partisan to me.
That's yes, man. Appreciate it.
Everyone should vote.
That's a lefty notion if I ever heard one.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.